May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The day had been unseasonably warm, with bright sunlight and a soft breeze. Jesus slowly rode by on a colt, heading towards Jerusalem. People lined the road waving branches they had cut from trees in the fields. Some even covered the road with their cloaks. Children darted back and forth, jumping up and down, eager to see who was causing such a commotion. As the people waved the branches, they shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens." The apostles walked alongside Jesus, smiling and laughing. It looked and felt as if all of their hard work over the past 3 years was bearing fruit. Now, it was evening. The crowds had gone home. Jesus was alone. He had asked the apostles to wait outside the temple, because after the tumult of the day, he needed solitude. It was quiet here in the temple, just a few saintly souls welcoming the evening with prayer. Jesus' footsteps echoed on the smooth stone floor. He slowly looked around, perhaps remembering the first time he had come here as a young boy with his parents. As Jesus looked about him, it was as if he was trying to memorize each stone and hold fast to the fragrance of the incense and the fading light caught in the flickering candlelight. How dearly he loved this temple. If only he could linger. But it was late, and he must return to Bethany with the 12 apostles. Years ago, when I was in parochial grammar school, I saw the film King of Kings, and it was the original silent film directed by the great Cecil B. DeMille. Since then, there have been numerous other films about Jesus. I think there have been so many because of an enduring longing to know more about this Jesus of Nazareth. There is a desire to go deeper, to move beyond the historical and biblical Jesus, to make real the charismatic Jesus. We want to know, what did he look like? How did he sound, move, think, and feel? And more importantly, we seek to walk with Jesus as he staggers beneath the heavy cross. And we wonder, how would we feel? What would we do if we accompanied Jesus on the journey to Calvary? That is why we are here today. That is why we enact this timeless liturgy of the Palms. Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday, is the beginning of Holy Week, a time we intentionally set aside to deepen and strengthen our conscious contact with Jesus. It is time we purposely try to connect with the physical, emotional, and spiritual suffering of Jesus. And this makes us vulnerable, because empathy is painful. However, we are willing to do so, to experience remembered sorrow and hurt, because of our love for Jesus. And I think there is this hard-to-define desire to touch and to be touched by Jesus during this sacred time. I think we're willing to go through any discomfort of body, mind, and spirit during this time, because we are also blessed with the knowledge that Good Friday is not the end. So we are secure in the belief that the darkness of Holy Week gives way to the glory and the joy of Easter. However, Holy Week is more than having compassion for the sufferings of Jesus. In the most profound way, we experience the love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. In his letter to the Philippians that we just heard, Paul wrote that Jesus took on our human nature and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. That was an astonishing act of selfless and unconditional love. You know, I wonder how truly any of us can fully comprehend in body, mind, and spirit the depth of the love that Jesus has for us. Jesus reveals his love all the time, all about us. But now, during Palm Sunday and Holy Week, that love is so intensely displayed. So I pray that during these next few days, each of us finds the time and the space to bask in that love and fully absorb it into our being. Now is also a time to reflect on how much we love Jesus. Perhaps in our busy and complex lives, we lose sight or take for granted just how much we love Jesus, the Jesus who was central to our lives. Imagine for a moment standing in the darkened and quiet temple as Jesus looks around about him. Imagine walking with him and the apostles as they return to Bethany. Imagine walking alongside of Jesus as he makes his way to Calvary. It's a poignant experience and gives us the quiet time and space to contemplate just how much we love Jesus. Holy Week is a time of remembered sadness and suffering. Yet it is such a time of profound and transformative grace. I suspect all of us have gone through a difficult and painful situation with a relative and friend. And inevitably, such a situation helps us to forge a new and strong bond. That is what Holy Week creates, a lasting and intimate bond with Jesus. A bond that lasts for the rest of our earthly life. Thanks be to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits which you have given us, for all the pains and insults you have borne for us. Merciful Redeemer, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen.